Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It is Tim Minna with Take Your Place. And it takes us to 10 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. And I was just mentioning earlier on how we misunderstand mostly the elderly, especially when we are much younger and we see them doing quite... should I say, weird things around us. And, you know, also in our societies and in our cultures, we're like, give me a lawyer. But hey, we don't even understand the mental health issues surrounding, or even physical issues surrounding, you know, elderly people. And so we need to keep ourselves informed about such things. And today in studio, I have just the lady to do exactly that for me. And with me in studio today, I've got Mayor Elsie Etsane. Good afternoon, Mayor, and welcome to Radio Forward.
Good afternoon.
Lovely.
And good afternoon to your listeners as well. Thank you.
Lovely to have you with me, Mayor. You know, so many times, like I was just saying to the listeners now, we truly misunderstand the elderly. You know, when we start seeing them reduce in age and they look like children, or, you know, they react in I don't say childish ways, but we suddenly see them change to be babies again. And we're like, hey. Or, you know, I remember I had my mom's aunt who just suddenly walked out of the yard, and we were worried. You know, we'd chase after her, obviously, because people would say, hey, she, you know, it's witchcraft. But we had to also understand what she was experiencing at that point. So you're just the relevant person to enlighten us on, you know, what's happening to, I'm not just going to say elderly women, but men as well. What's happening to our grandparents in this day and age? And so you're coming from Adasa. Maybe let's start here firstly. If you can just introduce yourself and perhaps tell us who Adasa is and what role are you playing in the organization?
Good afternoon, listeners. My name is Mama Elsie Etsane. Mm-hmm. I'm from Adasa. Adasa stands for Association for Dementia and Alzheimer's of South Africa. I'm based in Ettridgeville, Tshwane.
Okay.
Yes.
And you are, what role do you play there exactly?
I'm one of the volunteers who are, you know, spreading the word. We are community developers in our different areas. Okay. And as you've mentioned, we're trying to make people understand what dementia is all about.
Let me give over to you, Mama. Maybe clarify and unblur these lines that have been blurred, you know, for us.
Okay. Thank you. Most of the conditions that affect us as elderly people are in the brain, because there is a problem with our brain. As we grow older, our brain becomes smaller and smaller, and our cells, you know, ossify. So the term that is used for the conditions that affect the brain is dementia. Dementia is not a specific condition. It's not a specific disease. The term is used to describe several different diseases of the brain.
Okay.
Yes. So the most common of all the conditions is Alzheimer's.
So it's not that these are two different sicknesses or diseases.
No.
Yes.
That dementia is the overcompassing term of the other conditions as well.
Okay.
Yes. Dementia affects the memory, the language skills of the person, the capability to focus, as well as the capability to reason. And as we've mentioned, it usually affects from about 60 upwards. But what we are seeing now, because of the environment that we live in, we've got younger people as well
suffering from dementia as well.
Yes, I'll mention that when I come to the different types of dementias.
Okay.
The causes of dementia, it's damage to the nerve cells or loss of nerve cells and their connections in the brain.
Mm.
The symptoms always depend on the area of the brain that is affected.
Okay.
Remember, our brain is made up of different areas. We've got the frontal, the side lobes that we call the temporal lobes, the occipital and all that. That is when a person has got a signs or symptoms of dementia being taken to the doctor, they can assess according to the area which is affected.
Okay.
And it affects people differently as well. Okay, as I've mentioned, we have different types of dementia, and the most common that we come across, especially in our areas, in our black areas, is Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's disease is caused by proteins in the brain. They clog the brain and cause the stimulus in the brain not to function properly. And then the other one that we usually come across is the vascular dementia. The vascular dementia is when a person is involved in an accident and got a head injury, you find that he's got dementia as well. That is where we mentioned that we also have young people.
And
at times we've got elderly people who get a stroke and then they've got dementia.
Okay.
That also falls within the vascular dementia category. And then we've got also Korsakoff's disease that is caused by alcohol abuse. And as we know, even young people
abuse alcohol.
Yes, they do. And then you find that they've got dementia as well. And then, you know, HIV/AIDS as well, if untreated and the brain is infected, it also can cause dementia.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that is also...
So hence it also does not only affect the elderly, but also the young as well.
Yes, it also affects young people as well. So I'm going to focus on Alzheimer's disease. And as I've mentioned, it affects people 60 plus, the common one. It's 60 plus that is... the majority of people that are affected. But we have the aging process as well. So we have to differentiate. Is it the aging process? Is it Alzheimer's disease? So Alzheimer's is a brain disease that causes a slow decline in memory.
Okay.
Thinking and reasoning. So the thinking process, the reasoning process of the brain are being affected by dementia. So we have warning signs that indicate that the person is suffering from Alzheimer's disease. Firstly, there's memory loss.
Okay.
That is why in our community, we don't have a specific name in our languages to say dementia, to say Alzheimer's. So what we usually say is a disease of forgetfulness, where the person forgets. But you can see, as time goes on, the forgetfulness becomes severe. And that is an indicator that this is Alzheimer's disease. And with the memory loss, we forget about recent events. We forget recent information. That is where we have problems as well. You find that when I'm old, maybe the youngest of my children will care for me. And when the others come and visit, first thing they'll say, did you have breakfast? Did you eat? And then I'll say,
and you say no.
Because I've forgotten.
It's not because you're lying.
No, not because I'm lying. And that is one of the major causes of conflict in the families.
True. Yes. That is so true. And then you're like, no, Mama's causing conflict between us. When it's not even the case, they genuinely don't remember.
They can't remember. But what we can remember in this condition is the old things. I'll talk about my teacher.
Yeah.
in sub A, we used to say sub A,
yeah,
in standard one, standard two, and I'll go on even the type of dresses she used to wear and all that. But when it comes to recent events, I forget.
Sure. Yeah. And I think I understand where you're coming from, Mama. I've even heard of situations where some will start reliving maybe their husband's death from years ago or their wife's death, but it then becomes confusing because you're like, but I was asking you about food earlier on and you lied about it, not understanding, you know, what it really looks like.
Yes. So that is basically our focus area as community developers. We give information to the family to say this is a condition. She is not doing it purposely. So we make people to understand the process of dementia in the elderly. And then the other issue is the difficulty performing familiar tasks.
Okay.
They start a task, they don't finish it because of that memory loss, because of that loss of concentration. And then people don't understand. You started sweeping, then you leave everything, you just go there, you know, to sit in the shade and all that. Then the other problem that is important is problem with language communication.
Okay.
The language becomes impaired, they forget simple words and they put in substitutes. Like you'll knock at the door and say, I say, come in. And instead of saying, sit on the chair, I say, sit on the table. Then you look at me. So now must I sit on the table?
Do people sit on tables in this house?
Yeah, so we for that word that I cannot remember, I just give it a name. That is another problem. And then disorientation for time and place. Okay. Can't remember which day of the... As the condition deteriorates, we can't remember what time it is and the place where I am. That is why you find that I've been living in my house for the past 30, 40 years. But when you come in, I want to go home. I want to go to my home. Because now I'm disorientated. I don't know this place. Where am I?
True.
Yes. Then I try to go to the ladies' room. I get lost.
And then you walk out the gate.
And I'm lost.
That was our situation.
And I become lost.
Mm.
And for the time as well, I can't remember what time it is. I'll be staying with my grandchildren. And when she passes, I say, what time is it? She says, 10 o'clock. She goes there, grabs a glass of water. She passes, hello, what time is it? Oh, cuckoo. I said 10 o'clock, you know.
Yeah.
I can do it for the whole day.
Yeah. True.
And then we forget where we are and how we got there.
Mm.
Then we've got poor judgment. We cannot make decisions.
True.
And this is a very big problem as well. Because if I cannot make a proper judgment, we know the environment that we live in.
Mm.
And you find that the other people are looking at us. They can see that, you know, I'm deteriorating. They take advantage of that. The dressing, the money, I cannot count it properly. The cleanliness as well.
Of course.
I used to have a bath in the morning, every morning, but now it becomes a problem to have a bath in the morning every day. And then we have problems with abstract thinking. We forget numbers.
Okay.
We can't remember. Then we misplace things. That is, we say normal aging, we forget things.
Yes.
But after some time, we remember.
Okay.
I'll forget my car keys or forget where I've put something. But after some time, I remember that, I've been looking for my keys.
Yeah.
I know where they are. But with Alzheimer's or dementia, any dementia, once you forget, you forget.
That's it. You've forgotten.
Yes. We had one lady, an elderly lady staying with grandchildren. Well, it's naughty children. You know the environment we live in. She went to get her a grant. And she thought, they're stealing my money. She put it in a you know, in a coffee jug.
Okay.
And this is a special jug that is there. She never uses unless when there are very important people coming to visit.
Okay.
Like the minister, the church minister, you know, those people. She looked for it, called their parents. It went on for months and months. And the children were accused of stealing the tiny's money. But when the minister came to visit, because she was not well,
yeah.
and they wanted to make tea with those nice cups,
yeah.
marks and things, the money was in one of the jugs, the milk jug.
And now they're going to think, you know what, Kuku is really causing troubles for us, but it's not even intentional.
Yeah.
And
then as we deteriorate, the process deteriorates, you find there's a change in mood, there's a change in behavior. There's rapid mood swings. One minute I'm laughing, I'm joking. The next minute, for no reason,
I'm angry,
I'm irritable. And at times, when I deteriorate, I become aggressive.
True.
Yes. So there are changes as the condition deteriorates, changes in personality. There's extreme confusion. Suspicious, we are fearful, and we become dependent.
Is it the same one met with the condition where the granny or the grandpa becomes like a baby eventually? Because we find, I remember with Uma Zabane, my mom's aunt, you know, she walked out, she wandered away one day, and the police brought her home. We were having an event. And suddenly I felt for her because my aunt was so angry and she started shouting at her. But all she did was sit there and go, sorry. So, and she was like a baby. And that's what made me feel so sad because Akaibo, she's being shouted by her, but she's now look like she has become a baby.
And become apologetic. And most of the time, the people get lost.
Yeah.
They go to the police station.
They
are taken to the police station.
True.
So our first port of call, when somebody, you know, just gets lost, is the police station.
Okay.
Most of the time, yes, we do find the people that we are looking for.
Okay.
And then as they deteriorate further, there's a loss of initiative. The person wants to just sit there, sleep, you know, don't do anything. And you look at me and say, oh, but, you know, Coco was so, you know, energetic. She used to do this, she used to do that. But because of this condition, I've deteriorated. I just want to sit there, to watch the TV, to sleep, and do nothing. Okay, so what we do in the community is all those issues, we give information, we give booklets, we visit, you know, and then we say we're just a phone call away if you've got problems. And as the person deteriorates, they're being taken to the clinic, where they further referred to the hospital for tests, for scan, for everything. But at the moment, there's no cure.
I was going to ask, okay, there's no cure, but is there any medication to assist with these conditions?
Okay, the medication that the people get is what they present. Like, we'll take this person to the clinic or to hospital saying she's restless, she doesn't sleep, she moves around, she gets lost. And the medication that is being given is to treat that symptom of being restless or of not sleeping well. Of, you know, it's treating the condition, but not the...
Can't reverse the effect on the brain.
No, you can't. So what I have mentioned also was that there are differences between normal aging versus Alzheimer's.
Okay.
Yeah, with normal aging, people who are aging normally forget things, but after some time, I've mentioned that you remember. But with Alzheimer's, difficulty remembering things, particularly new information. With normal aging, sometimes we forget to pay our bills. But you find that after a few days, I remember, I say, but I didn't pay.
Yeah.
Then I go and pay. But with Alzheimer's, you don't even
remember. That's it.
And then with everyday tasks, normal aging, we sometimes need help to do some chores in the house or to do some other things. But with Alzheimer's, there's difficulty in completing the tasks. Then we've got trouble with words. With normal aging, occasionally I can forget your name, and then after some time, remember, you know, at times you meet these people, you talk to the person, then you can't remember the name. But once you get home, you say,
oh,
I remember it's so-and-so's granddaughter.
Mm.
But with Alzheimer's, it's, I mean, you've forgotten. Then misplacing things that I've mentioned as well. We all lose the keys, but afterwards we remember. But we misplacing with Alzheimer's, it's...
Someone will find it some other day.
Some other year.
It could even take that long, true.
Yes, it can. And then we've got another problem is the trouble with visual perception. When, you know, you can't see properly. Your eyes are affected. You cannot judge the distance. That's why most of the time they say the elderly person has fallen or has tripped. You know, they look at things and they see as if it's water there. And then, you know, it's a visual perception, and they fall. So what we do when we go around in the community, we teach people, we give information, and we say to the family members, to the caregivers, major problem is communication with the Alzheimer person. We say you speak slowly and calmly at eye level. If the elderly person is sit down, you sit down also. Don't stand.
Don't intimidate them.
It's intimidating. You sit down, you speak slowly, and you speak calmly. If you are going to wake the elderly person, Alzheimer patient, you say, Granny, wake up. It's time to wake up now. Prepare your bed. Then you leave it at that. You stop. But what do we find confusing our Alzheimer patients is that a person will come and say, Granny, wake up. Do the bed, have a bath, and then have breakfast and take your medication.
You.
And then after medication, get dressed and go to church.
And they're not going to remember all that information.
You grasp the last word, say, go to church. And then you stand up with your nightie on, you walk out, you want to go to church. And what do we say? It's a witch.
A witch
in nighties in the street saying she's going to church. You know, those are the issues. We say slowly, calmly, and at eye level. The issues that you want the granny to fulfill, you put them in small sentences. You say, Granny, wake up and make the bed.
Give them a step-by-step tutorial.
That's it. And you find that after some time, you don't have to go step-by-step. Already she can wake up, make the bed, and have a bath. Or even go to the dining room, wait for her breakfast. But if you put all these sentences together, they're confusing to the granny.
Sure.
And then we say, don't try to argue or contradict. And that is what always we are called for, to say, Granny is so stubborn.
Yeah.
I said, she must get up and bang, and she doesn't want to listen. And I said, do this, she doesn't want. So we are saying, don't try to argue. Don't contradict.
Doesn't always work.
Yeah, it doesn't work. If she says, I'm longing for my mom, my mom was here yesterday, you say, ah, she'll come back, don't worry.
When you know, mommy died a long time ago.
200 years ago. And as I have managed, we mentioned, we break down the tasks into manageable tasks.
Mm.
There's tasks that she can do. We don't give tasks that she won't be able to complete.
True.
And then if you want to ask questions as well, don't say, how old are you? Where were you born? What is your mother's name? And all that. You break the sentences, also the questions, into small questions at the time. And then you use short, simple sentences.
Okay.
Mm. We allow the person to talk about the past. This also poses a problem, because which grandchild is going to sit here and listen to me saying, I was in sub A, and you know my teacher, I was wearing a gym dress. What is a gym dress?
I don't even understand what a gym dress is.
So that also poses a problem.
Mm.
So, but you listen and you show genuine interest.
Mm.
And you can see in the family, those who listen and show genuine interest, they always say the granny loves this one.
Yeah, they're always closer to granny.
Yes, because she listens, even if she doesn't understand, but she listens and she shows interest. And at times we say, does it really matter?
Yeah.
Like, for example, you find that it's a Wednesday today, and I feel I want to put on my brown wig. I want to put on my dress and my jacket, and I'm going nowhere. I'll be in the yard. I'll just be, you know, around the yard, in the vicinity. Then you'll say, no, no, it's Wednesday. You can't put on that dress. There's dresses for Sunday.
Oh, man.
Those are issues. And we are saying, if you want to sort of give her that latitude, does it really matter? Put on all the dresses.
It's her dress, for that matter. Let her wear it.
Let her wear the red dress. It doesn't matter. With a pink hat or whatever, it really doesn't matter.
True.
So those are issues that we try to inform and educate our community about.
Wow.
Yeah.
Matt, thank you so much, Matt Elsie. Appreciate this. We actually got a message from Mabel. And Mabel says, good afternoon. Thank you very much for this informative program. Highly appreciated. We have the same experience. I pray that communities can be informed to treat our elderly with respect. They are so vulnerable and most of the time abused. Help us, Lord, and thank you. God bless you. So we're really appreciative, Ma Elsie, for bringing this information to us. You know, some things seem minor, but they're actually major. Like you're saying, why should I have an argument? Okay, it's a pity I don't have a granny anymore. But why must I argue with her? It is her dress. Yes, she's not going anywhere, but is it going to change much? Why disturb her peace when you can just allow her to have her time? And Frank as well says, great show. So we're grateful that you can come and inform us about the situations that your peers, I'll call them your peers, your age mates, you know, are going through. And I think it's especially a blessing that you in your old age as well can invest your time in making sure that the elderly are better understood.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And praise the Lord.
Oh, thank you.
Some of us can still walk around.
Mm.
Some of us can still, you know, reason and talk and teach our colleagues.
True.
We thank the mighty Lord. Thank you very much.
And like I said, Mama, today it's ukuku going through this experience. Tomorrow I'm also going to be old and I don't know what I'll be experiencing. So the more you spread this word to our communities, the more understanding we gain and more tolerance we actually gain. So thank you so much, Mama. We appreciate you and God bless you so much for this great work.
Thank you.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.